I need a piano in the background. Just hit that. All right. Come on in, Grace. Yeah. Real nice. Real nice. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Dueling Tangents Show with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Yeah, it is.
It's exciting. It's euphoria in here. Not like the show. If you have an image of Zendaya that's, let's say, one of MJ,
yeah.
I would not recommend watching Euphoria. Other than that, it's a fantastic show. She's great in it.
That's fair.
She's really
good. I've heard similar reviews to that, and you know, HBO Max is, I always forget about it. Like,
yeah.
It's got all these great things
on
it.
Really good
it
stuff
does,
in there.
And
Titans
I
is really good.
It.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. And, yeah, from what I'm told about Euphoria is that, wow.
Not MJ.
You know how you wait till like season or episode.
When you're gonna turn on the radio, you gotta listen to Devil Radio 92.7.
Anyway, what I was saying was when you go in, when you jump into a season or a show, maybe like episode 6, 7, 8, you know, that's when it like the really heavy stuff comes down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told Euphoria is like you jump in on episode 1 and it feels like it's episode 8 and you're already exhausted by the end of it. So it's one of those pretty awesome shows. In any case, we are enjoying the basically the disarray that is happening in the Republican Party, and we're encouraging you to join in at 844-967-2789 because my point is that if you build a house of cards, eventually it's going to fall down because somebody's going to blow some wind on there. Door's going to open something. You have to build your party around actually doing something or having a base to show. Like, because just yelling about tax breaks and then complaining about how liberals or the media is mean and all that stuff isn't really...
Working the refs is not a good way to win a game.
So how are you going to win the game? How are you going to score more points? Well, we're going to work the refs until
what are you going to do to be better? That's the question that needs to be asked. And a lot of the time, the Republican Party of Wisconsin, they've been insulated in these maps for so long, Brian, that they're almost thrown off by that question. What do you mean better? We got to be better to win votes?
When they actually do come up with proposals, they have crazy things like, let's dissolve all of MPS and give everybody vouchers.
Yeah.
Or let's adopt the abortion ban that Texas did.
Mm-hmm.
And have everybody tell on their neighbor. Like that, these are the kind of ideas that are coming out of them, and it's not good. But again, you kind of sit back and you have to let this play out, because if people are still jumping on them after having no proposals for 10, 15 years, eventually they're going to get sick of it because people can only buy in so long.
Well, that's the scary part, because I don't think we can just let it happen, which is, a big driving factor for me of why I get up every morning and do the work that I do. Not just this show, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and getting to talk to the listeners with you for an hour every Monday through Friday, Brian. That is a huge aspect. But the platform itself of what we're doing here at Devil Radio and the Shaw, and being able to provide a different the same format. Talk radio mm-hmm. has been abandoned by the left in a lot of regards.
Pretty much.
The fact that a lot of people out there still get a lot of their news from this type of format, but they're only hearing one side of the issues, it's frustrating. But
that same side blames us for telling them or for holding anybody accountable or even asking for any proof of anything.
Yeah, and you get told that we're living in a bubble. But really, there's a lot of, like, we are living in an age where it is a media, everybody lives in their own media bubbles, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And some media bubbles are bigger than others. And right-wing talk radio is a very large bubble. Because the reality is, when you pander to the talking points and the base that they've been doing so much on that side of these political issues, that's how you get to the point where the only proposals they have left are these radical things. And so you alluded to them. But last week, it was such a busy week. We were following the Gableman probe. We were following the updates of the Wisconsin Supreme Court deciding whether or not there was going to be a stay in the absentee ballot drop box cases.
There is.
Newsflash, that happened late Friday night. If you did not hear, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with Brian Hagedorn siding with the liberal justices, they agreed that the absentee ballot drop boxes will be used for the February 15th primary, but that they are going to still review this case of whether or not determining state law allows for absentee ballot drop boxes. So it's, yes, a temporary win because it abates the confusion of a primary that is 2 weeks from tomorrow, but it doesn't actually guarantee that this is going to be something that a decision by the Wisconsin Elections Commission will be allowed to be used to make it easier to vote in Wisconsin. Because at the end of the day, Republicans don't want that. But outside of all the crazy headlines from last week, Brian, we also had proposals because we are in the second week of a legislative session. The legislative session here in Wisconsin has begun. We're 2 weeks in, and that is a large part as well of what Melanie Conklin's piece is at the Wisconsin Examiner, is diving in to how far out of control things are for Robin Voss, who has normally had a pretty strong hold on this caucus, but things are unraveling. And the
craziest thing he's had to deal with the last couple of years was the horse-loving bill.
Well, the horse-loving bill and Foxconn. They had to make sure, because there were, while Governor Walker was off trying to tout his run for president, there was a huge infighting that year as well when there was complete control of Republicans in government.
And they still shoved it through.
Right. They still did shove it through. But it's important to know that these proposals did come out, and we want to dive into them a little bit more next segment, but we also see the callers lining up. But we've got some suggestions from State Senator Alberta Darling, who wants to dissolve MPS as the state's largest school district, break it up into smaller school districts, and also expand the state voucher program statewide so that they can privatize education in Wisconsin. They want to be able to reduce the ability for the state to fund its public schools by expanding the voucher program.
You can't do two programs.
You can't.
You can't.
It's radical to overhaul the education system in Wisconsin.
I'm sure it's well thought through. I'm sure it takes into account the kids that rely on school.
If only they were arguing in good faith.
The kids that rely on school for lunch or for breakfast. The kids that rely on school for more than just school. I wonder if that'll take them into account or just, oh, no, just give them vouchers. It'll all be okay.
It's an easy point to say that things during the COVID-19 pandemic showed a lot of flaws in our education system.
For sure.
And I really wish that we could have state legislators go to the table and argue those things in good faith. But overhauling and privatizing the entire public education system in the state of Wisconsin is not the answer to address the problems we've seen.
No, it'd be great if we just, you know, if you just had a new house just now. Like if you just took the house here, ripped it apart, and built a gigantic mansion on top of the house you already have, that'd be much better, right?
It would be. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back with your calls.